Most entrepreneurs completely undervalue the importance of mental health. How do I know this? I did it myself for many years. I thought I could carry all of that weight without consequences, but ultimately my mind and body were paying the price. That's why I needed to completely change my habits. And in this video, I'm going to show you how I did it. Hey everyone, welcome back to Success Rewritten. I'm your host, Emily Lomenzo-Washkovic, and today's episode is going to be a solo episode where you hear just from me. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the habits I have that protect my mental health as an entrepreneur. And I didn't build these habits because I'm disciplined or really care about staying on top of things. I actually built them because I had no other option. In 2018, I had a mental health episode. I had a manic episode, which then turned into full-blown psychosis. My boyfriend didn't know what was happening. He called my parents, who were able to luckily get me to an emergency room. I was then transferred to a mental health hospital where I received a bipolar disorder diagnosis and went through 1 week of inpatient treatment and 7 weeks of outpatient treatment. I was on medical leave for nearly 3 months, and when I went back to work, I had to put a lot of these habits into place in order to maintain my balance and honestly, my health. And over time, I realized these habits were helping me in tons of ways. I was worried because it was things like sleeping more and working less, and I thought it would make me worse at my job, but I actually found the opposite to be true. And fast forward to the fall of 2025, when I was laid off from my company and started my journey as an entrepreneur, I quickly learned that I needed to keep these habits up if I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And at first, it felt a little counterintuitive. You know, I thought of entrepreneurship as having way more work, not being able to just work set hours. But ultimately, if I don't stick to these habits, my mental health will not be in a good place, which means I can't keep being an entrepreneur. So I thought I'd share some of these from my point of view and my perspective, and hopefully give you a little bit of motivation to maybe incorporate some of these into your own life. Because whether you had a serious event that caused you to change your habits or not, these are really helpful habits for any entrepreneur. The big core tenets to my habits are rooted in sleep, structure, and my workload. The biggest thing is making sure I know that I have goals for these areas and also understand that sometimes they're going to ebb and flow with life, but I need to get back to the core baseline as a reset. So I'm not saying I'm perfect on these all the time, but they're my goals. They're my structure that I shoot for. And when things start to feel a little bit off balance, they're what I use to reset. Now, with sleep, I know a lot of people say they can't get more sleep. They don't know where they'd find the hours. But ultimately, all of us need sleep for our brains to function properly. I go for a minimum of 8 hours of sleep a night, and I do that not only with the help of my bipolar medication, but also with some very intentional behaviors. I try to go to sleep within the same hour and a half window every night, and I try to wake up within the same window. I also keep my sleep environment ready for sleep. It's cold, it's dark, and it also is set up in a way where that is all I do when I go in there. I don't scroll on my phone in bed. I really intentionally keep my bed for sleeping. Now, when it comes to structure, when I had a full-time job, I always made sure my dogs got walked every morning before that first meeting. And keeping that structure in my day as an entrepreneur has really helped me as well. Sure, I could take super early meetings or hop on email right away, but if I don't prioritize those life behaviors, like making sure my dogs get exercise, I feel myself throughout the day not fully focused and present. So keeping that structure in my day is extremely helpful. And then also having workload limits. So really making sure that I'm honest with myself about what I want to accomplish in a day or a week, and I'm not pushing beyond that, because there's always more that you could be doing, especially as an entrepreneur. But you have to set limits or you'll burn yourself out. And there's nothing worse than not holding your own energy in control so that you can keep expending it, right? Now, when I think of workload limits, there are certainly days where I work longer or more than I thought I would. But the way I try to keep this in control is by setting to-do lists for the week. So every day I might have a thing or two things on my list that I want to get done, but I have a week's to-do list that I focus on. And that's what I use to see if I'm getting everything done. Now, if I'm ever in a place where I'm not getting all of my stuff done and I need to carry things over from one week to another, that's when I look and see, do I need to break that item down a little further? One example might be recording an episode. If I've had that on my to-do list for multiple weeks, I need to break it down further. Maybe it's about scripting the episode first, or about getting myself camera ready to record something else, and then aligning that recording with that time. There's lots of little things that you can do to kind of make sure that you're being mindful about when you're working and how much you're working. And the real ultimate goal is to be able to maintain and sustain your output. And that's going to take a little bit of honing in as well and being mindful of how much output you're giving. I think for me, that shows up a lot in learning to say no. And, you know, I used to say yes to everything. And that was because I wanted to be busy. It made me feel good. But I sometimes didn't realize the negative effect it was having. Maybe if I'm saying yes to certain things, I can't say yes to other opportunities. And being mindful of that is sometimes hard, because it's hard to turn things down and say no. And as an entrepreneur, when it's a paid opportunity, sometimes that's really hard to turn down or say no. But at the end of the day, my health and my habits need to be maintained, and I can't take opportunities that put that at risk. A prime example would be some sort of work event that would cause me to be up past midnight. I used to do that kind of stuff all the time because I wanted to. I thought of it as networking and maximizing your time together. But I see now that that was sometimes saying yes to things that I thought I culturally should have said yes to, and not taking care of myself as the first thing that I'm focused on. So I really do try to be mindful of my output, not only my work output, but my energy and effort, and making sure I'm not putting things like my sleep at risk. The biggest thing when it comes to creating these habits and really sticking to them is shifting your mindset. And for me, when I was in inpatient treatment and then figuring out what my return to work looked like, I definitely had some mindset that I needed to shift, specifically from this thought process of being so busy that I don't have time to take care of myself. That almost felt like a badge of honor for me back in the day. And I think with entrepreneurship, it can be the same thing. Like, if you're busy, that means things are going well. And ultimately, when you shift that priority and make yourself the priority and have that mindset shift of, I'm not being lazy or wasting time or, you know, slowing down my hustle, but I'm actually refueling myself to maintain hustle, that's a mindset shift that can be extremely helpful. You know, when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I remember my therapist saying to me, you have to set work hours. And I was like, I can't do that. There's just no way. As an entrepreneur, I don't know. And she said, well, there's always going to be more work to do. So if you don't decide what the hours are, not only are you going to work all the time, but you're never going to actually rest. And that had already been happening. I wasn't enjoying watching TV, one of my favorite wind down relaxation techniques. And she said, that's the problem. You're trying to do things that usually relax you, but your brain is telling you you should be doing something else. If you set work hours, then you should be working during those. And after, it's okay to relax or do something else because you're supposed to be taking that rest and recharge. She was right. It's been helping me a lot to have those set hours and to shift my mindset to think about the fact that I'm resting for my future times when I need to be on or creating or there for my clients. The thing about this that's probably the hardest is it takes time before you can see that value. I remember returning to work and thinking, if I sleep 2 extra hours a night, or if I don't start work until 9 and stop at 6, I'm not going to be good at my job. I truly thought that. I thought I was going to have to find another job or that I was going to be laid off because I couldn't produce. That did not happen. I became more effective. I felt sharper when I was at work. I was more focused and present. And ultimately, I learned that these things were good for me. They made me a better employee, but I needed to see the proof in that pudding before I believed it. And that's why setting these habits can be really hard. But trust me, if you just do the sleep focus, for example, give it a week and you will start to feel those residual positive benefits of increasing your sleep, which yes, means you're awake and productive less hours in the day, but I promise your brain is sharper. The other hard truth about this is it's never going to be linear. You're not going to build these habits and keep them forever and never have them shaken. Life is going to happen. I traveled a couple weeks ago. It required a red eye that shook some of my habits, and I had to do a hard reset to get back to basics. And that's what's required of everyone when you're building new habits. Sometimes you're going to be in the system, you're feeling it, and you're getting that entire recirculating vibe of doing the good behavior, having the healthy output, and wanting to do it more. But there's going to be times when you bend or break these habits and you go back to zero. So when I go back to zero and do a hard reset, the first thing I do is sleep. Try to get to bed as early as I can that night. Make space to eat earlier. Do things earlier so that I can wind down and go to bed earlier. But also separate myself from my devices a couple hours before I wind down. Don't have my email be the first thing I look at in the morning when I wake up. These are the little habits and discipline practices that you can build. They're going to stretch, bend, and break, and you can go back to them when you need a reset. As an entrepreneur with bipolar disorder and ADHD, I need habits to help guide me, but I also know that I need to be flexible on myself. And if I'm not hitting these every day, I can't get down on myself or tell myself I'm doing a bad job. I just have to try to do it again the next day. And that's what I want for you. Think about what habits you have or want to create and protect them fiercely. Adjust them if you need to, but realize that a lot of these things are prioritizing you so that you can be better for other people, for your business. And that means taking care of yourself is not slowing down. It's not curbing your hustle. It's not making you a bad entrepreneur. It's making you mindful of what you need to be your best self and to succeed. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Let us know below what habits you implement to keep you balanced. And reach out to me if you have a guest idea or a future topic for one of our episodes. You can email emily@successorywrittenshow.com and head to successorywrittenshow.com to read all the episode articles. We'll see you next time.